This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I had an episode in mind for this week, but then I looked at the weather in the morning and realized our first heat wave was upon us. And as I sat down for breakfast, my partner said to me,
"We're having a heat wave! A tropical heat wave! How are we going to keep the chickens safe in this sun?"
Because we've been together for a few years, I understood that what she meant was, how will we, the North American chickening community, keep the chickens of North America safe in the heat? Of course, the Bacaw flock was her dominant concern, but she really was worried about the chickens. I'm absolutely sure of this because after our conversation about Deary, Penny, and Esmeralda, she listed all the new chickeners in our area I should send a friendly email to and suggested I prepare my annual heatwave show. Although I still hadn't had my eggs and coffee, I did absorb her recommendations. But a couple hours later, I started to think about how I already had another script ready and wondered if I had time to revise my heatwave show. And then I received my heatwave advisory email from the local Department of Health, which didn't mention chickens, but did raise the threat of heat stroke illness and potential mortality. So, what are we going to do about the chickens? Whatever we can. The main thing is to jump in with cooling measures as soon as a heat wave hits. Chickens will adjust to higher temperatures to a degree, but they will find that overnight 20-degree spike even more shocking than we do, and that's where your danger is. For all you homesteaders, freelancers, night shifters, and others near your coop most of the day, it's not too hard. Hydrate, hydrate, and hydrate is the main thing. In other words, keep refilling water bins all day. I also like to put out fresh, high water content food. Watermelon slices have always gone over big with my flocks. Personally, I've also been known to spray the hens down with a hose, on mist setting, of course, throughout the day. It's interesting to watch because they want to hate you for it, but they can't help but appreciate it. Still, I'd say use that technique sparingly. Even more sparingly, if you find a chicken who has collapsed due to stress, a quick dip in a bucket of cold water is likely to revive them. Possibly the most important thing you can do is make sure your coop is built right. Now, for some of you, I realize this advice might be too little too late, but perhaps you can think about emergency retrofits or coop changes for next year at the worst. For my listeners with land, which includes some of you but none of my local associates, you should choose your location wisely and perhaps even move your coop seasonally. As for the coop itself, situate windows in the open side of your coop to run from east to west so that the sun never shines directly into the chicken house. Use wide overhangs at the eaves. Have a roof with an angled edge that will reflect more heat at the hottest time of the day, if the face of the coop is not directly facing the sun, and use a light-colored paint. The most important thing, however, is to ventilate. Let the heat escape from the top year-round, and in the summer, you're going to want to promote crossbreeds as well. A coop's litter can act as an insulator, which traps and generates heat. That's good in the winter, which is why I advocate throwing more hay on top of the hay that hens have pooped on in the coop. In the summer, you want the opposite approach. You want to reduce the amount of litter according to the temperature outside. Down to bare dirt if necessary, but not bare concrete, because that's not good for the feet. Later this summer, I'll be profiling a new chickener in my neighborhood who has a degree in engineering and a background in green construction. I tried to get some advice from him recently, but he said, "Well, let's see if it works first, and then I'll tell you about it on your show." So look for that. In the meantime, do the best you can with the coop, including running fans inside, if you can set it up safely for electricity. Fans work especially well in open-sided coops situated in areas that have high humidity. You can also put ice in the coop in a spot where the fan or natural breeze will distribute the cool air. Spray down the roof of the coop with cold hose water. If you're at work and you can't easily run home to do a check, maybe you can get a neighbor to help out and barter for something, or just because they like chickens. You can also make use of a sprinkler aimed at the roof if you don't mind potentially high water bills. If you're really crafty, maybe you can figure out a way to recirculate the sprinkled runoff back into the garden or a holding tank. I'll have to ask my engineer friend about that as well. Keep in mind when working with hoses and ice cubes not to create great pools of water, which could cause humidity and/or promote bacteria growth in the fetid climate of a backyard summer henhouse. But don't just focus on the coop. Whether your chickens are free range or have time in a run, make sure there's shade, even if you have to build it. You also should make sure that they have access to a cool dust bath. And by that I do mean a nifty and hip dust bath, but also one with lower temperatures than the hot dirt under the sun part of your chicken yard. Cool dirt is just fine. Some people find that wood shavings or other materials stay cool better and work just as well. I sometimes provide sand in the winter because it gets hot. Again, reverse those instructions and do not use sand in the summer. You can facilitate a nice dust bath by digging a hole in a shady spot in the morning. Not too deep, even a foot will make a noticeable difference in temperature. Ideally, your chickens will have freedom to find their own shade and good place for a dust bath. If your chickens have to be penned throughout the day, perhaps take a day off for supervised free roaming and watch where they want to spend time in the hottest hours, and work with that for their temporary summer arrangements. One advantage of microflock chickening is you know your individual chickens and their range of behaviors. You should know the difference between not feeling so great and looking truly critical. Again, I might be telling you this a little late, but pampered pet hens should really go on a diet in spring. Fat hens don't do as well in summer heat. But even if they're a little overweight now, it's the same with all of us. It's never too late to slim down to your fighting weight. If things truly look critical, maybe you should let your chickens hang out in a room of the house. If your house is cooler than the yard, that is. It's too bad we don't have Bring Your Chicken to Work Day. I don't think we're quite that far along with the resurgence of chickening and the Bacall agenda, but that can be on our long-term plan. Stay cool and keep on chickening, and make sure you have a good time.
We're having a heat wave. How are we going to keep the chickens safe in this heat?